Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
It looked almost like we had lost him. His friends had pretty much written him off, and not even his mother thought she would see him again. Tragedy, almost beyond bearing. There was this huge stone, weighed about half a ton, that just sealed him to his doom. I'm referring to Aaron Lee Ralston. At age 27, was pinned to a boulder up in near Moab, Utah. He loved mountain climbing, and he had climbed many of the 14ers in the state of Colorado. His hope was to climb them all. Stuck now in the Blue John Canyon in Utah, with this massive boulder that has literally rolled upon his arm and pinned him, his hand all the way up his forearm. He tried shoving that boulder with his shoulder, and of course it wouldn't move. Had a little cheap and dull knife that came with a flashlight set for $15. He said later it wouldn't even cut the hairs on his arm, but he thought if maybe he could chip away at this rock, this stone, he'd be able to pull his hand out. That wasn't going to work. Impossible. By now, 5 days and nights had passed. His hand had died. By now, he's drinking his urine to survive. He's dehydrated, becoming a little delirious and desperate. It dawns on him on the morning of the sixth day, there is one way he can be freed. Was to take that knife and to cut his arm off at the forearm. Down near the wrist, even though the blade is dull, and even though there are these two bones in this arm, which must be broken, he was going to do it. And he did it. He had 8 miles between the boulder where he was stuck and his pickup. Stick shift. Amazingly, he is found by some Dutch campers who were in the canyon, reported it, and was picked up by a helicopter, and the rest, as they say, is history. What could have easily been tragedy became triumph. Now, if you think that's incredible, have I got a story for you. If you think getting out from under a boulder by cutting your arm off is a big thing, and indeed it is, what do you think about getting out of a grave having died, lost your life, not your hand, but your life? Of course, that's where the skeptics step in and laugh at us Christians for believing such nonsense. And the place they begin is not in the tomb, it's actually on the cross. They are the ones who announce, and maybe you heard it in your university class, he didn't really die, he swooned into unconsciousness, and they thought he was dead. Brought down, prepared for burial, laid in the grave, and there in the cold dampness of the tomb, he revived and somehow stumbled out of these wrappings and pushed away a half-ton stone and slipped out beyond the guards. And well, I think it takes more faith to believe that than does to believe in the miracle of the resurrection.
Skeptics laugh at the resurrection. They believe that Jesus was unconscious, not dead, when he was laid in a tomb. Then he disentangled himself from long strips of burial wrappings, pushed away a half-ton stone, and passed by Roman guards unnoticed. It's interesting that skeptics aren't skeptical about that.
This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Triumph, Shouts from a Tomb, was copyrighted in 2009, and this Lifetrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.